Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I want to take us straight to the text in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. The writing says, "And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in His sight." So this text that Peter is unpacking for us comes right behind how the world is going to be reclaimed and how the King of Kings is going to return. And he gives us this corrective and also informative direction that says, dear friends, I mean, he's speaking to us as if we're just the best of friends. Dear friends, while you are waiting for what? Waiting for the end times and Jesus to return to reclaim his church. For these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. Well, then, in whose sight? Well, that would be in the Lord's sight. And the beautiful thing is he gives us these two things that we are to experience. And I don't believe you can experience them without finding quietude and solitude in your daily lives. Because peace, to live a peaceful life, would mean that we would surrender our lives to the Prince of Peace day by day by day. And we would never lose sight of that. We would genuinely give our lives away that we might have peaceful lives and he might fill us with that peace. And then to be pure and blameless would be that we would be, yes, sinful people, but we would come to him with every tiny milliounce, if you will, of sin in our life. And we would be willing to say to him, here, I'm sorry, and we might be found blameless. So today, let's prepare our hearts for a time of meditation by asking the Lord to seek our heart, to search our soul, and to bring to the top of our mind and to the tip of our tongue any and every sin that we need to confess before him, that we might be pure and blameless in his sight. So finish this sentence. Lord, today, search my heart, find any and every wicked way, bring it before the tip of my tongue and the top of my mind that I might ask you for forgiveness. And then just do that with the Lord right now. And now, friend, as we prepare for quietude and solitude, maybe it's a good time to step off the treadmill or maybe pull over into a parking lot and find this point where you know you can have a time where you can hear the Lord give you clear and crystal clear direction, power, and peace for this day. I don't believe it's possible for us to live peaceful lives without allowing the Prince of Peace to own our soul for this day. So let's do that. Let's make close attention to our breath, settle our muscles where we're at ease, and let's tell the Lord something we're grateful for right now. Just, Lord, today I'm grateful for, and finish that sentence. And now ask the Lord, Lord, in this time of quietude and solitude, would you give me peace, a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind, a peaceful soul, resting in you, hoping in you. And now I want to give you a few moments for you to hear from the Lord, whether it's verbally or whether it's a tug or a pull on your heart or a prompting in your soul. But receive his peace and ask for it. And then wait and allow the Lord to speak it into your life. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, I know it was good to spend a few moments with the Lord. The text that comes right after 2 Peter 3:14 says, "And remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom God gave him." Friend, go live this day in peace, in power, and in the direction of purity and being blameless in the sight of God. I know you'll have the greatest day ever. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.